The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey, what's up, brother?
You're living life in lockdown.
Yeah, it's not that much different than usual as far as human contact goes. Right?
So I'm calling you. We are live on. You said very nice things today. The take is ending because of COVID-19, which sucks. But I started this little project where I was just going to call my friends, like one friend a day, and check in on them during this crisis. And I thought I'd pick you because you so far in this crisis have been one of my favorites because you said, I don't know how I'm going to notice not feeling like shit for long enough to know that I have COVID-19.
No, it's that I've felt like shit for the past 15 years. So how, at this point, how do I know? Like, I mean, what do they say? Like, oh, your body aches? Like, I'm 45 fucking years old.
My body aches every day.
The last time my body didn't ache, like, Bill Clinton was president. Come on.
So how the hell?
I don't know what to tell you, man. We're not. I've got the Criterion channel and a fridge full of beer, so we're just waiting out the end here.
So how's Boston as opposed to some of the other cities where we're hearing about it? Is like Boston shut, Massachusetts shut? Like, what's the deal?
It's not total lockdown. Like, all the restaurants and bars are closed, and you can imagine it was an interesting St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Very, very demure compared to what reputationally we think of Boston on St. Patrick's Day.
I know they knew it was coming. You know, the week before they shut everything down. I was out with a bunch of my friends who were bartenders, and they were like, "This is the weekend we make all our fucking money for the year."
Jesus.
And I'm thinking, yeah, geez, I mean, who wants to throw up on the floor and yell racist shit at home, you know? They might as well just cancel the holiday.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, like...
Haven't gone into full shelter in place yet. We're sort of waiting that out. So stores are still open.
Yeah, in Oz where it hasn't initiated to full shelter in place. I think it's because the outbreak, so to speak, has been less... You know, so far, because we.
Well, you're more spread out. You only get my favorite actor sick, apparently.
Old Tom. Literally, we got.
That was when I lost it. Like, I knew this was going to be bad, but when there was that moment, like, it was within like 10 minutes. We had the blithering idiots address from the Oval Office. There was going to be no more basketball, and then, oh my God, Hanks is sick.
And then Hanks is sick. Jesus Christ.
That was the night I kind of lost my shit. I pulled it together after that. But that was, you know, you have like the one moment to freak out like, oh, this is worse than I thought it was going to be.
That day made everyone, you know, there was someone I was working with was just like, oh, what's the matter? Like next week, just was talking about doing all these things at my day job that like next week was going to be normal. I'm like, you don't know just what happened today, do you? Where have you been? Like my Twitter... My phone usage, my screen time, I was curbing it, right? I was getting really bad and I was curbing it. In the last few weeks, it's like minimum 5.5 hours a day. And it's just like, and that's with a full-time job. So like, I'm just not sleeping. I'm looking at the phone, panic looking every 5 minutes. Like, has something else changed?
So you're working from home now or?
A couple of minutes ago, they're talking about like even harsher restrictions. I'm not working at home just yet. The company I work for has made a commitment that a stack of people are working from home and then allowing some of that social distancing in our offices. So like literally you've got a desk and you've got like a minimum of like 2 to 3 meters before the next person on the next desk. Like it's so spread out.
That's fucking great.
It is good. And we're
you got no one butting their heads in like, hey, did you see the game last night?
And
not that there's any games anymore,
and we're all like all this agile bullshit at our new jobs where you go in and just sit at any desk, like it's gone back to the 90s baby when this is all over, right? We're getting our own desks, fucking offices with closed doors, like it's
yeah,
all
no
changing.
More open plan.
No open
over,
plan. The day I have an office like Don Draper's with like pressed shirts in a drawer is my fucking dream.
The little sidebar set up.
Little sidebar and a couch to nap on. Fuck yeah. That's exactly what I want. So how are you doing? Are you going to be okay? Is everything okay?
Yeah, I mean, my restaurant obviously closed, but I still got a WBUR. You know, it turns out there's a lot of stuff to stream out there now. And
yeah,
all the movies are kind of moving over and people need to know what to watch. So we're going to provide recommendations. We've been talking about ways to try to get people more involved with the site, you know, maybe having group watches or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's kind of, you need this week to settle and everyone figure out what the hell we're going to do because we're going to be here for a while.
And look, we never have figured out things like people have talked about like Netflix Party and things like that. And it's only like, there's only like 3 or 4 of them that exist that are okay because we've never had a need. But now that people have to actually have a need, it's like, oh no, like there might be a Netflix app plugin where you log in with your credentials and it's like a Netflix-endorsed thing that you can all watch the same thing. I assume that that's just coming right around the corner.
Well, yeah, if they have one for Spencer Confidential, it's going to be pretty fucking lonely, I'll tell you that.
One of the most... I mean, look, what's more offensive is that Spencer Confidential came out and people saw it and it all just put us in this
Everybody's mood. Seen it. Obviously, we have the Boston connection, you know, from the old TV show and the Parker books, but there was nowhere I could walk. I swear, more people saw that than Jurassic Park. Like,
yeah,
everywhere I went, people said, you see that fucking Spencer movie? What a piece of shit.
Oh.
You watched the whole thing, didn't you? Yep. Well, I couldn't turn it off. It was horrible.
I love you. Need what's that guy, Man on the Street? You need the Boston Man on the Street. You just get you in a hazmat suit. What was the last thing you saw? What was the last thing you saw? Just while the stores
Every
are open.
Every single one of them has seen Spencer Confidential. They're like, that, oh, it's fucking terrible.
There's a piece for WBUR right now. Fucking, what was the last thing people saw before this piece of shit? And it'll be Spencer Confidential 2,500 times.
I know. I was so worried that like the last movie I was ever going to see in a theater was The Hunt. But luckily they hadn't canceled. I went to the last screening at the Harvard Film Archive before they locked it up, and it was Wendy and Lucy. So I feel like that's more apt about.
That's more you. That's more you. That's definitely more you than something like The Hunt. But yeah, look, it's all going to change. And the big thing in Australia, it doesn't exist. But like I started tweeting, and I'm probably going to keep tweeting at different Australian exhibitors, going, why aren't you guys making drive-ins? Like what? Surely now the technology is easy enough to like do a pop-up screen with that you can Bluetooth the sound in while you're sitting in your car, so most people can just have their car like in their phone or whatever the case may be, and just like make it happen because people do want to get the hell away from their house, but now they can't gather together in a traditional sense. Like the drive-in is the perfect solution, and in the States, you guys seem to have it more on at least on the West Coast anyway.
I don't know how to tell you this, Blake, but drive-ins weren't really about watching the movie. And there was some rather germ-spreading behavior going on in the cars at those things. But I don't know if you heard any of the songs written in the 1950s.
Oh, actually, scratch that. Cancel drive-ins. Cancel them all. Too many COVID BJs coming their way. Lots of shagging. Lots of touching. Definitely
yeah,
no,
a,
definitely no
of,
washed hands. So
who wants to go to the drive-in to watch the movie?
now we're going to have to, Sean. At least until we're all inoculated.
Didn't you see Grease? She punches him in the balls.
Well, after sometimes talking to folk that I'm really worried about, I am worried about you, but mainly because I'm worried that if one more bad Netflix movie strikes and you have to write about it, you might hurt yourself. And your tweets are going to get super spicy if you run out of booze. That's all we know.
Oh, I mean, that's the thing when they're talking about all these cities that are closed, you know, it's essential operations only. It's like, wow, this is Boston, right? Liquor stores are essential.
Yeah, yeah. Supermarkets, liquor stores. Yeah, for sure. For sure. My friend, thank you for indulging me on this new little project. But I just wanted to check in, and it will be a frequent check-in too. But all the other podcasts are still running. But this one, I thought I just wanted to do mainly just so I could check in on my friends. So I'm glad you're okay.
No, no, that's great. And you're good. The wife, the kid, everything, you know?
Yeah, well, we're good. We're okay. I'm one of those lucky ones at the moment where I'm in, my day job is in essential services. So it's in finance. So at the moment, it's okay. And we should be able to write it out. I have an absolute ass ton of leave. But, you know, we're also lucky in Oz that it's all sort of much lower key than it is in your part of the world. So I just wanted to check.
But you guys are a lot more spread out, right? Like,
more spread out, and we're an island, so lots of things shut down. Even states are closing their borders. So the internet, like national borders are closed, states' borders. But we're encroaching on the 10-minute time slot and we don't go over. So talk to you soon.
All right, take care, bud.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.